at the same time, it's a kind of an, you know, it's a kind of an organizer's dream. People, if you look at people's attitudes, they remain social democratic. Like, you know, people are overwhelmingly believe that working people ought to have more influence. They don't have enough. That the government ought to help poor people. That's its job, you know. That people are overwhelmingly opposed to things like budget balancing if, for example, it's going to cut down educational or health expenditures. And so on across the board. As I say, it doesn't matter because it's irrelevant to policy. They do what they like. But it's a situation in which the opportunities for organizing and rebuilding a democratic culture are very, very high. And it can be done, but it's certainly not going to happen by itself. It's going to happen the same, take the same kind of energy and activism that it's taken to lift us out of feudalism and slavery and every other horror in the past.